Day number two of the portal, Mosiah Newsome is now in the portal. The defensive lineman has been in Lincoln for a while, never broke through. I thought he was possibly going to leave after the spring, but he did play in 9 games, and now he is in the portal. So that is 12 in the portal. 9 of them are scholarship players, and probably more to come.
Yeah, I would think so.
So that is the first of day number two of portaling, which was off the chains, as the kids say, yesterday.
Well done.
Today is National Microwave Oven Day. Your favorite microwavable food. Does it say something about you or your house if your microwave is super clean? Because the office microwave usually is one of the most disgusting places.
Yeah, filthy.
Yeah, in the entire building.
So
our microwave here is...
I use my microwave a lot, but I am pretty good about cleaning it because I don't like... That's pretty gross. I don't want to let it get crazy. So, I don't know. In your home, to let it get dirty, I don't know if I could do that. It's pretty...
That's like bachelor-level stuff.
Yeah, that's like... I'm too old for that.
I usually keep my microwave. I do a lot of stuff in the microwave. You know, it's just being very convenient.
Yeah, I don't.
It's one of the best inventions of all time is the microwave oven.
Yeah, I do a lot of like meal prepping. So I just, you know, you make the stuff ahead of time and then you just warm it up. So that's easier than that. That's where I use it for mostly. Are we counting here like leftovers that you warmed up in terms of best foods?
No.
Okay, so like microwave specific foods. That's a good question. You know, there's these little frozen meals that I get sometimes. Yeah. I think they're called Devour. There is a pesto sausage ravioli one that is really, really good. And like sometimes I actually find myself craving that specific thing. Which is not something I can ever say about like a microwave or a canned meal before. I'm never like, that canned soup sounds so good. But every once in a while, I'm like, man, I really want that pesto ravioli.
That sounds good.
It is really good.
I was in college. I went through a month stretch where every day I had a microwave burrito.
I like a good microwave burrito.
It was quick and there were no prep. I just would go like to 7-Eleven and get the burrito or the grocery store. Super Saver, shout out. And I would have a burrito like, every single day, like before I went to class.
I do like a good microwave burrito. I have gone through, like sometimes SpaghettiOs really hit the spot. Like it's probably been a while, but every once in a while, it's like, man, I really just want a can of SpaghettiOs with meatballs.
Microwave oven, though, killed the popcorn maker.
It's true. It's true.
Very rare to see people make it in the air popper anymore.
I do make a lot of popcorn. I love popcorn.
But the microwave, like maybe saved the popcorn industry.
Yeah.
Makes me want some right now.
Made it much more convenient.
Oh, yeah.
I would never make popcorn.
You'd have to pour the kernels in there, and then some, like if you had the old school, you had to do the oil.
Yeah, I would never do that. Yeah. Not in a million years. I would go to the movies just to get popcorn.
And then, and kids don't understand nowadays that you know, if you want to make some popcorn, it should only take 3 minutes. They're not with us in the old days where you had to, like, you know, I remember one of the first memories, my mom would make popcorn on the stove.
Yeah, it's like a whole production.
Yeah.
To get it done.
Yeah, now I'm not waiting more than 3 minutes to have popcorn at home.
Absolutely not.
Just pop it in and wait.
Absolutely not.
All right, so take care of your microwave. Clean it. And,
yeah, keep it clean,
and
guys.
Celebrate it today because it has its own day.
Yeah, maybe do a little zap, get a little food in there. Yeah, have a good time. Get a microwave burrito like Gary.
Sometimes people experiment and they tell you not to put something in a microwave and you do because you just want to see. Then the microwave don't work no more.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't do that.
Putting metal in there is probably not a good idea.
No foil either.
Would not recommend. Do not recommend.
I had a neighbor who apparently put cats. He killed cats, and he put cats in the microwave.
What the hell?
I know, kind of ending on a
hot pocket instead.
Is that person a serial killer now?
I don't know. They lived two houses down from me when I grew up, but that was the...
That's some real, like, sociopath stuff right there.
Yeah, his daughter revealed it, like, after her dad died.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Why couldn't you use the microwave?
He hated cats and he would catch them and he'd throw them in the microwave.
Yeah. There's probably, I'd dig up that backyard, man.
That's probably a bad way to end the show today.
Not the happiest.
Perhaps
note.
He stole nativity scenes.
Oof.
I know. He never waved when he was driving by all of us playing in the street.
Can't imagine why.
He was searching out a cat.
Just to, searching out something. Just avoid eye contact with that guy.
All right. Big thanks to Sam McEwen, Brian Christofferson, and all of you for tuning in on this Tuesday. Back again tomorrow. Scott Shanley is back. Probably a different tone from last Wednesday's visit.
Maybe.
I don't know. After what he saw out of his Saints team last night.
Oof. Who knows?
Yeah, I feel bad for Mark Ingram. Mark Ingram shouldn't have been in the game. He was injured. They put him back in.
Yeah.
Stepped out of bounds shy of the sticks, and they were never the same, and Tampa Bay won yesterday. So Scott will join us tomorrow, Brandon Vogel as well. For Jimmy, for Ravi, I'm Gary. We're back again tomorrow at 6 on 1620 The Zone.